Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 bowls, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8. Here comes the bull down.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Makin' 8. Let's buck.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, radio fans and Makin' 8 maniacs. That's right. It's time for another Lunch Hour Radio Show right here with Makin'8.com. I got to tell you, though, kind of wondering where all our fans are this morning in our chat room. We're on the quiet side of things. Of course, we've got Miss Emily here hanging out with us. And hopefully everybody will be able to get on board. I'm not sure where everybody is at. Looks like Miss Gabby is just popping in here in our chat room. But, wow, I know it was a late night for many of us. I know we were up kind of late watching some of the things that were going on. Hey, it is a great day to be an American. I mean, how about it, you know? And we're so strong in the rodeo, in the Western world, in the Western community. Our rodeo families, you know, really support our troops. And, well, today was a big victory. Yesterday was a big victory. As, you know, we got the official word that, you know, the man who created 9/11 and Osama bin Laden has been killed, and we are obviously celebrating the death somebody who was completely against America, completely against the U.S., and, you know, the reason why our troops are over there in Afghanistan right now fighting is to defend our freedom against these terrorists. And, hey, we got the big dog, and we're pretty pleased about that. Man, I'll tell you. Yeah, it was absolutely great news, and we're extremely thrilled about that. But you know what? It really is only the beginning, and this is a time that we have to be very very mindful as to what's going on around us, because, you know, this is an opportunity. Just like we would get very upset if it was something that happened on our side of things, for instance, 9/11. You know, this is an opportunity for us to be very mindful and watchful as to what goes on out here now. Looks like we've got Ms. Shannon Taylor, who's finally joined us here in the chat room today, and we're saying a big old morning shout-out to you. Glad that you're here with us, and, wow, I'll tell you what, like I said, just getting in here talking about, you know, everything going on here yesterday, the big news that came in last night. I couldn't believe it. You know, I started getting, not to mention the fact that my phone had been ringing off yesterday. I couldn't keep my battery charged. I you know, we have terrible reception up here for Sprint users where I'm at up here in Oklahoma, and unfortunately, you know, but I've been running outside to have conversations, and of course my phone would die getting back in. But, you know, late last night after our show and all, we started getting messages, and I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. You know, it came out of nowhere, but it was much needed. This was something that we certainly needed to have happen, and we're certainly pleased with it. So, got to say, I'm pretty happy to have all of you Makin' 8 Maniacs here on board with us this morning. We got a great show lined up this week. It's going to be really wild and entertaining. We've got a lot of guests that are going to be jumping on board. We're going to sit back and talk about many of those this week. Hopefully everybody had a really good weekend, you know, watch some PBR, watch some Rodeo Miami. And you know, that's one thing that I really want to go back to is, you know, with the situation that occurred yesterday, getting confirmation that, you know, we got the guy behind 9/11, you know, Osama. I wasn't sure, you know, how long it was going to be, but it was only a matter of time. And he flipped up. We took advantage of it, and was very pleased about that. But, you know, being down here in Oklahoma and being at this rodeo this weekend, that's the first thing that came to my mind was, you know, if you guys watch the broadcast and watch the opening ceremonies, how we as Americans really pay tribute to our troops overseas and defending our freedom, and they brought in a soldier to come out and, you know, we paid tribute to him. And, you know, same way with our Making Eight shows, every one of them, you know, we do the pledge, you know, it's part of our opening show because we believe so strongly in that. And we certainly want to support our troops overseas and thank them for the job that they do, both back home and overseas. So, you know what, we're going to dedicate today's show to our servicemen and women as a victory celebration, not just to show support for, you know, what... you know, what we were able to accomplish this past week by taking out the man, you know, Osama. Man, you know, hey, I'm telling you, I'm just so excited. Looks like we got more of our Making Eight Maniacs jumping on board. It's a good time to start sliding in and taking our first break here. Got to remind you, fans, if you guys are not a part of Rodeo Crowds, make sure to get over there and sign up and do that. You know, Rodeo Crowds is a big supporter of Making8.com, and we sure are happy to have them on board here with us on the radio network. And we're going to continue to keep putting it out there. So we're going to take a short break here, fans. When we come back, we're going to get right down into it, talk some bull riding, talk some rodeo with you, the Making Eight fans. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Watch Out Rodeo Show on a Monday afternoon. Stay tuned.
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post.
I can run to Iraq like this.
I can run to Iraq like this.
All the way to Baghdad, like this.
All the way to Baghdad.
You want answers? I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Radio Show right here on MakingEight.com. That's right. We're dedicating today's show to our men and women serving our country, defending our freedom. And I'm telling you right now, gives me chills just thinking about it. What a great day it is to be an American. But just like so many of you are talking about here in our chat room this morning, that, this really is. It's a time where we need to be mindful, We need to be prepared. We need to be ready. And we need to get a grip on the possibility that, retaliation could be there. It's part of the world that we live in anymore, and it's a shame. You hate to see it, but that's part of the game, And I got to tell you that for so many of our radio family and members, and there are so many of them that are across overseas fighting right now for our freedom and defending our nation. A good friend of mine, partner of mine that I actually worked on an ambulance with for many years, was in the reserves, and she is actually over there serving right now in Afghanistan on her tour. Was called up to active duty, and they. They sent her unit overseas, and constantly think about them, and able to keep in touch with her. And actually, this summer we're working on a program to actually have a page set up where you, the fans, can send your prayers and your thoughts to our servicemen and women. We're going to kind of adopt a unit. We're going to adopt a unit that's deployed overseas, and we're going to send them care packages. We're going to send them thoughts. We're going to be able to kind of keep up on things over there and hear from them, and we're going to bring them on as a family. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to that. During the summer months, we are going to do that. We're going to adopt a unit, and we're going to be able to send them care packages. We're going to get them tuned into MakingEight.com, and going to have you guys sending your thoughts and your support for them. So should be a really good opportunity, and I look forward to it. I think that you guys will really enjoy being part of that. There's so many of us that have family members that are overseas right now serving, and this is a kind of a way to sort of adopt them and take them under our wing, and show them that, hey, we still support what they're doing out there day in and day out. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a good deal. Anyhow, getting back down to it, we got some rodeo, we got some bull riding. Obviously, it was a fantastic weekend. Seattle, how about LJ Jenkins? I mean, taking it to him. The only cowboy to ride, I believe, all four of his bulls out there, making a statement. And that's exactly what he did this weekend. Moved his way up in the third in the overall standings, and I think that we're going to see this guy battle it out here towards the end. But some of the other guys, how about Luke Snyder? Coming off of that big win, they had a week off in between, but you know what? This guy is riding like he did, a few years ago, 10 years ago. He's riding like a kid. And, he made a comment the other day saying that he posted that he felt like a kid, And, man, I'm telling you, it absolutely is a fantastic thing to see a guy like Luke Snyder come out there and really ride so well. I know that some of our fan favorites did have a rough weekend. Austin Meyer, Sean Willingham, some of the guys that have been here on Making Eight, have had a rough go at it. But, hey, the season is still early. early enough where these guys can really make it, you know, make things happen. And, you know, Austin Meyer's only sitting in fourth. I believe Sean Willingham is kind of up there in the top 20. So, you know, it's got a lot of potential, and anything can happen, you know. The midseason break, I think, is going to give a lot of these guys an opportunity to kind of heal up. And, you know, we should see some big things out of those guys. But, you know, many of you fans are sitting around wondering, what are we going to do? No PBR. Well, guess what? There are alternatives. And we're going to find out a little bit more about them here later on in the week. But I can tell you right now that, you know, we've got CBR. We've got many of these other rodeos. As the summer months take off, I mean, July, Cowboy Christmas. And you know that a lot of our fan favorites are going to be out there. Shane Proctor leading the standings in the PRCA right now by almost $20,000 is going to continue to keep that race up, you know, and try to stay out there in front by hitting many of these PRCAs. There's Touring Pro events going on. There's CBR events that are going to be going on. Cheyenne Frontier Days is going to be welcoming in CBR for the first year, and I know that they're really excited about that. And, you know, like I said, we're going to have an opportunity to sit back and talk with Tuff Hedeman himself. We're going to talk with one of the kings of cowboys, one of the legends of the sport. And, you know, I'm telling you, I cannot wait. It's going to be a great show, and hopefully you guys will be able to tune in. Right now it's scheduled for Wednesday. We'll let you know if anything changes, but it does sound like Wednesday's show will be the day that we have Tuff Hedeman on board here with us, and we're going to be able to talk with him. I'm getting some questions in here asking about whether or not we'll actually be in Cheyenne. And, you know, that's a good question. We're hoping to. I would like to. I would absolutely love to. A dream of mine has been to go to Cheyenne Frontier Days. More so back about 6 or 7 years ago, I wanted to ride in it. But I will tell you that, yeah, there's a good possibility we may be up there in Cheyenne. If it happens, we're going to be you guys will be the first to know about it, I can promise you. Well, maybe not the first, because we do have to pick up the phone and call Mrs. Macon 8 and tell her, although she probably won't be too happy with me, because that's one of her dream places she would like to go visit. And who knows, we may have her out here before then, you know. We're still holding up our thoughts and prayers, and hopefully things will work out. You know, we can get her and the family back out here to Oklahoma. But, well, shoot, it's not that far of a drive to get up there to Cheyenne, and I think it'd be worth the trip. You know, I'd love to be out there, and we'll just see what happens. You know, some big things could come of this deal. I like I said, I'm really excited. I know GAC is about to launch the CBR on Tuesday, this Tuesday, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So hopefully everybody will be tuned in with that, being able to see how the standings are and who's doing what out there. It should be a good time, and we're going to talk about it, obviously, all week long as we get geared up to get Tuff on board here with us, and we get to know a little bit more about the CBR and just what they're all about. I think we're going to like it. You know, I really do. So you guys make sure to stay tuned this week as we get to sit back and talk. And, well, shoot, you better get some questions ready, because, you know, I'm going to look to you guys to be able to ask some really good questions to Tuff. You know, we want to keep things on a professional level, and, you know, we certainly want to find out more about the CBR and just what he's doing with it, what his goals are. And we're going to have that opportunity. So I certainly look forward to it. While we're here sitting back here on our Lunch Hour Radio shows, we're always looking to take your questions, your comments, and always your cowboy logic. So make sure to jump on board here if you want to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Make sure to jump over here and give us a buzz. We'd certainly love to hear from you. Speaking of which, we actually got a caller on the line right now, so let's see if we can't bring them all with us. 816, you're on the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
Hey, how you doing? Scotty the Clown here.
Yes, sir, Mr. Scotty the Clown Plowman. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm just finer than a frog hair split three ways.
Yes, sir, man. I hear you. Did you have a good weekend?
We had a wonderful weekend. It was at the NFPB Finals. Watched the wrap-up of that. Saw quite a little bit of drama unfold in the arena as the weekend progressed.
Really?
Didn't get a chance to go to a bull riding with my son. My son, Eli, won a check at a bull riding the Saturday night series. It's getting started near the house here. And so it's always good when they bring money home, you know.
That's for man. Hopefully he'll be good enough where he can get out there and support you, and you won't have to worry about it. You can sit on the couch and just go out there and be his coach, right?
Right. He can just write me a note on how he's doing on the back of the check he sends me every month.
Yes, sir. I know how that is, man. So tell us about this drama that unfolded there at the NFPB Finals.
Well, the biggest excitement, the biggest drama that kind of unfolded was Kane in the fight for the title. You guys remember visiting with Henry Yoder Friday, and Henry had a rough finals. He had a hard time getting anything really going. He didn't really get a bull road till the I think it was the fifth round. Where he was 81.5 and kind of opened up the door for Greg Sassy, who was sitting in second place, come down to the final go-around, and Craig had to, if Craig got his bull road, he was gonna win the title, and he drew one of the ranker bulls in the second round, and he did manage to get that bull covered and win the federation title. The average was quite a battle throughout the week. A gentleman by the name of Willie Ropp, who's Henry's uncle, by the way. Henry mentioned him in the interview and how he'd been a major influence. About a year and a half ago, Mr. Ropp, Willie was injured pretty severely. Weren't too sure if Willie was ever going to be able to get by day to day, much less come back in a competitive fashion. He came into the finals in a lower position.
Right.
But between Willie, Tyler Haar, who was set in third and actually had a decent shot at the title, and Danny Slowbaum, those three guys battled it out all the way through the week. Tyler Haar and Danny Slowbaum both bucked off of their Tyler bucked off of his fourth round bull and Danny Slowbaum bucked off of his fourth round bull as well. It really created some interesting math for the last round. And Willie Ropp managed to hang on and got six bulls rode and walked away with the average title at the finals. It was just very, very exciting to watch. These guys came to ride. They brought the best bulls the association had to offer, and it was absolute excitement there in St. Joseph, Missouri, the Civic Arena. All kinds of stories behind the stories, and it was an absolute dynamite bull ride. So I just wanted to call in, kind of give a little bit of the story behind what the standings reflected, and it was a real nail biter in the last round. And as an association final should be, when you've got the best in that part of the country that are competing head to head, and it came down to the last bull for the finals for the championship round.
So clarify for us one more time: was it Henry that ended up taking home the championship?
No, it was Craig Sassy.
It was Craig Sassy that was able to get it done. Okay.
Yeah, he was. It came down to the last bull. They both were having a very difficult finals, and Craig's bull in the final round was enough to place him high enough in the round to move just past Henry.
Wow.
They haven't got the dollar figures posted yet, but Craig didn't beat him by very much. It was the dollar amount was tight even at the very, very end of the year. Henry only came in with about a $300 lead.
Yeah, I know it was real, real tough. You know, we talked with Henry on Friday night, and he was just saying that or Friday during our show, and said he just needed to go get his bulls rode. And unfortunately, you know, that's the nature of the business sometimes. And it comes down to a draw sometimes, you know, a drawing contest as to who you can get a hold of that's going to work for you. And unfortunately for Henry, it didn't work out this year. But I will tell you that walking out of there, I'm sure he walked out of there with a pretty good chunk of change overall throughout the entire year. And he's a champion in our book for jumping on and taking time out here to talk with the Making 8 fans, that's for sure.
You betcha. And he, you know, and he did walk away with a really rank bull underneath him, with one to his credit. So I know Henry's stepping out there, starting on the new season. He's got his goals intact. He's got his vision intact, and it's going to be a dogfight between now and next April. It's going to be a fun season to watch how this all unfolds.
Absolutely. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking the time out here to give us a call, you know, Scotty, and hopefully things are going well with you, man. Congratulations to your son for picking up a paycheck this weekend. It's great to hear.
All right. Well, making eight maniacs, I've got to get loaded to get ready to go to Wisconsin. So you guys have a great day.
Sure. All right, buddy. You too. Take care. All right, guys, Scotty the Clown Plowman giving us some updates on what happened with the NFPB finals, and there was an update, you know, unfortunately for Henrietta, not able to quite pull off it. You know, it came down to the last round and the last bulls. You know, it's amazing how you can see, you know, when things really need to happen for somebody, how they can step out of there. They can work for you or they can work against you. But congratulations to Henry for doing so well this year. And, well, shoot, he's such a great guy. If you guys missed Friday's show, make sure to get back over there and check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it. Great, great young bull rider. And I think we're going to hear a lot more from him. You know, I mean, this guy's got goals to be out there and hit some of these touring pro events. Would love to make it up on tour one day. And who knows? We may just get a glimpse of that here before too long. So, yeah, we'll just wait and see what happens. But the NFPB finals apparently went off really, really well. Unfortunately, we were not able to be there to be it, to broadcast it to you, the fans. But we did bring you a really good rodeo right here in Miami, Oklahoma. And like I said, once again, cannot say enough for G-Money Rodeo Company. Those guys really put together a great show, you know, and like I said, it comes back down to even from the introductions, you know, and paying tribute to our troops overseas, defending our freedom, even at home, you know, the troops at home, but really showing support, and even more than just the troops. For the first time, I actually saw them pay tribute to our nurses and our firefighters and EMTs, you know, and as being one myself, as well as a former Marine, you know, I stand proudly. You know, it's certainly something that, you know, really weighs heavy on me, is to see that, when an association takes the time out to thank their local heroes as well as our heroes overseas. And they certainly did that here at Rodeo Miami. And like I said, if you guys get a chance, make sure to get over there and check out the archives. I think you guys will really enjoy it. Now, getting back down to some of the action here, before we do, looks like we've got our PBR, our Cowboy Logic man, Mr. Cody Burleson, going to jump on board here with us. I think that he's got a busy week, so let's see if we can't tune in with Cody Burleson and get some of our Cowboy Logic for the day. Cody, you with us?
Hey, man, you're sick too, huh?
Well, you know what? I'm trying to stay away from it, but I don't know, man. This weather that we're having here in Oklahoma, it was mid. Wow, man, I don't know if that's contagious or what, but you're gonna make me cough again. I will tell you that, yeah, this weather that we're having is a little on the chillier side here in Oklahoma.
So, yeah, I got no idea how I got this. I just know I ain't ate nothing or had any sleep. So,
man, that's terrible.
I'm home.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I'm home for a couple days, man. I'll be able to catch your show at least.
Well, hey, you know what? You know, one bad thing can turn around and be a good thing. Man, you keep coughing, you're making me cough, Cody. Come on now. Anyways, what do you got for the Cowboy Logic for us, brother?
All right, let me see if I can't find it here. Here we go. Success builds character. Failure reveals it.
Yep, very true. Very true, man. I like it. I like it. Well, shoot, man, I'm sorry to hear that you're not feeling too well.
Heck, man, I get this way probably about four times a year at least.
I hear you, partner. I hear you. Well, yeah, I guess some of the fans are out here saying that they're going to have to jump off or we're going to have to quarantine you, man, because they don't want to get sick via cyberspace.
But, hey, how about those U.S. troops, huh?
Yeah, no doubt, Cody, man. I'll tell you what, that's a great news, and couldn't have come at a better time. You know, sitting back last night, we had ourselves a kind of a rough day yesterday, but, you know, to sit back and I started getting text messages and started getting Facebook comments, and everybody's like, we got Osama, and I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? And of course, I had to turn on the news myself, and, man, it was such a great thing to sit back and look and see that our troops, man, we got it done, and that's what it's all about. You know, that's adversity right there, and you know, that's a willingness to win and succeed in what we're doing, and we did it. You know, it took us some time, but we got it done, and that's what's important. You know, sometimes it may take some time to get things done, but it's that no quit attitude and that drive to be successful that got those guys out there and put them in the right spots, and that determination to not win. Man, I'll tell you what, I think we've got some medals coming for our guys that took care of business there in Pakistan, huh?
I hear that.
But, all right, partner. Well, listen, man, we'll let you go and make sure you get some rest, man. Go ahead and get you some of that grandma's chicken noodle soup, brother, and take care of yourself. Hopefully we'll catch you tomorrow.
Oh, heck, man, I can't keep nothing down. I ate 4 crackers and it come right back up.
Oh, man, don't be telling us that. Terrible. All right, buddy, let's get some rest anyways. And go
right,
quarantine
buddy,
yourself,
do.
Man. Don't be spreading the word. All right, buddy, take care.
Later.
Later. All right, guys, our Cowboy Logic man, Mr. Cody Burleson, jumping on board here with us. And got to say, we appreciate it. Look, even when he's sick, he still jumps on board here with us, man. That's dedication. And you know, like I said, he was right, man. How about our American troops? And we got about just under 30 minutes left here in our show. We're going to take another short break, fans. When we come back, we're going to talk more rodeo, more bull riding action with you, the Making Eight fans. So don't go anywhere. We're paying tribute to our U.S. troops today on a Monday afternoon lunch hour rodeo show. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. You've seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia Mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from the bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as she rushes in the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, or struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Teton, who watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? You stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef. From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
McDonald's rodeo announcer, Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Makin8.com on a Monday afternoon. That's right. Kicking things off, celebrating a fantastic weekend, not only for ourselves and what Makin8 was able to get out here to do in the beautiful God's country of Oklahoma and bringing you a G-Money Rodeo, but I'll tell you what, it really was. It was a bittersweet weekend, and last night was sort of the icing on the cake. It was something that we certainly were proud to see, and dedicating this show today to all of our servicemen and women, you know, defending our freedom both here and overseas. As we have many friends, family members that are all out there, we certainly want to make you guys aware that we are certainly thinking about you. And like I said, fans, you know, I know that many of you guys do support so many of the troops over there. We do want to let you guys know that Makin8.com is going to support, and we're going to adopt a unit. We're going to adopt a unit, and we've got a few that we're going to look into that are getting ready to deploy. You know, we've got some units that are over there right now with some friends, you know, some connections that we have. And, you know, like I said, we're just going to pay tribute. We're going to show the support for our troops over there, and this is a great way to do it. It's a great place to do it. We're going to keep up with them. We're going to let you guys follow along with them there on Twitter and Facebook, and we're going to get you guys connected with them. You know, that's what the Rodeo Network is all about. We're more than just rodeo networking, you know. We're networking and showing support for the ones that make it possible for us to be out here and have the opportunity to rodeo. And it's so meaningful, and we so appreciate it, you know. I do got to tell you, though, this weather here in Oklahoma, man, I'm telling you, I couldn't get a hold of it. We first pulled up here early last week, Thursday, I believe it was, when we rolled into town, and wow, you know. We got out here, the weather was beautiful all weekend long. We got up yesterday morning and it was downright cold, 40-some-odd degrees, you know, and we were pulling out the jackets, you know, but hey, that's what it's all about, and I'll take it, you know, just to be out here and enjoying this beautiful God's country. I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. So we are glad to be here. We got more rodeos and more bull riding coming up your way, so you guys make sure to stay tuned. Now, we're still working to try to line up this deal for this weekend. We've got a possibility that we may be heading down into the Houston area. We're not quite sure yet, but, hey, we may be heading on down to Texas. We may get a good look and see what's going on down there. We're still waiting on confirmation, so you guys make sure to stay tuned on that. But apparently there were some issues, and obviously with such big news that came out yesterday, you know, I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb. Obviously, Bush was the one that laid the foundation, and we certainly appreciate what President Bush has done for us. And, you know, I made the comment last night. I said, you know, I bet you that Bush was sitting back and lighting up a big old cigar saying, yep, that's right. You know, that's the work that we laid down. And, you know, but at the same time, Osama bin Laden was captured and taken out by Obama. And President Obama did continue the efforts to go ahead and search for him and for us, you know. So, you know, it was the efforts of both sides, both offices to step in and make these deals happen. Bottom line is we got the man behind 9/11, and that was a huge victory for us. But just like most of you guys have said here in our chat room this morning, that, you know, this is only really the beginning. You know, we certainly have to keep an eye out, and there's always going to be somebody to step up and fill their spot, you know. Everybody wants to be, you know, to have a name, and, you know, it's only a matter of time before we see somebody else step in. And it's, you know, it's up to us as Americans to continue to support our troops and support what and hopefully that time again before we see any kind of action taken back against towards the U.S. You know, maybe this will be a warning, a message to them that, hey, it may take time, but we will get you. And I promise that when you put your motivation, same way with bull riders and the heart of the American, the spirit of America, you know, it absolutely is important to recognize that. Trying to check out what's going on here in the in our chat room trying to catch up here. It looks like a lot of you fans are sitting back, obviously talking about some of the discussions that have been going on in regards to the capture of the I wouldn't say capture because there was no capture to it. This was a man that was wanted dead before he was alive. Although you hate to see a life lost anywhere, you know, somebody who is that much of a terrorist and that much against America and what we believe in and willing to try to go that mile to take that away from us, yeah, I'm pretty glad that he's no longer with us on this earth. I certainly do believe that something like that, you know, it's you know, you hate to say the word hate. But, you know, he certainly hated Americans, and we're glad that he got what was coming to him. You know, the funny thing is, and this is something that I always get a big laugh out of, is, you know, the heritage that Osama bin Laden grew up on was the fact that if you were killed in the line of duty or you were killed doing something like this, that you would have 100 wives in the gates, you know, in heaven waiting on you. And, well, shoot, I don't think he's got 100 wives hanging out there waiting on him. That's for sure. So, anyhow, moving right along, like I said, we got CBR action coming up tomorrow night. I'm really excited about it. Now, I do know that, unfortunately, you know, it is during the same hours as Brendan Clark's show. That may create some turmoil, but I will tell you that one is on TV, one is on the internet, Bacon8.com. We are multitasking here this next weekend. I will be watching both. So, you know, we'll be tuned in to Brendan Clark for the first hour of GAC, but we will have it on. We will be sitting back watching the Bull Ride as they kick off their season here, and it will be broadcasted on GAC. And I look forward to watching that, and hopefully you guys will too, as, like I said, right as of right now, we're looking to have the man behind the foundation of the CBR in Tough Edelman here joining us on our show this next week. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to that. I'm really excited about it. It's going to be a great opportunity, and hopefully we'll get some bull riders. We'll get some CBR bull riders to sit back here and talk about it, you know, and talk about their seasons. So I certainly look forward to that as well. So you guys make sure to tune in and check it out. Yeah, you know what, Shannon, you're absolutely right. That's a great comment. Going back to the whole deal with Osama, that had they not actually killed him, and you know, his trial would have been stretched out until he died in prison, and you know, that just wouldn't be good enough justice for him. That's right. It was 70 virgins. That's what it is. Very good comment. Yeah, you guys are certainly out there correcting me. Wasn't 100 wives, because, you know, we can't keep up with one wife. I know that I certainly can't. You know, there are times when I went, wow, you know, what the in the world is going on? And I feel like we got 100 wives, but it was 70 virgins is what it is. Thank you for correcting that. But, yes, absolutely. I don't think that they're going to be out there hanging out with Osama anytime soon. So, yeah, he's sadly mistaken. And hey, he was an idiot when he was here on Earth, and now he could be an idiot up there. You know, that's my opinion on it anyways. I might catch some flack for that, but, hey, what the heck, you know? It's my show anyways, right? So we'll say what we want to right here on Making8.com. And so glad that so many of you guys have been tuning in here with us. And, like I said, you know, it's nice to get reports from Gabby out here. She was in West Texas for that CBR Horizons Tour event. I do know that Sandy Graber was out at the 89er Day Rodeo, and she had posted over 200 pictures on her Facebook. So you guys make sure to get over there. Yeah, instead of 70 virgins, that there were 70 men waiting for Osama, huh? Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, Jeff Bellum, a funny, funny character. You guys got to get over and check him out if you've never seen him. He is a trip. He's an absolute trip. Love watching him. But anyways, we've got about 15 minutes left in our show here, fans, for a Monday afternoon. And so glad that so many of you guys have tuned in here with us. Hey, we're looking to take your questions, your comments, and, of course, always your cowboy logic. So make sure if you guys want to jump on here, give us a call, 646-915-9940. That's the number. That's right. You know it so well. I think a few of you might have actually had it programmed in your phone, as we've talked to many of you guys out here. Miss Shannon Taylor, obviously jumping on board with us many times. And I'm surprised to see her in our chat room today, but so glad that she's actually able to join us. Yeah, we're back on the Jeff Dunham's subject here, and I know that many of you guys have went out to see this guy live and in person. He is a character. He is definitely a character. But anyway, so we got to get more action. We got to talk about more PBR, more rodeo action with you guys. PRCA, CBR, man, there's just so, you know. Going back to some of that PBR action from this weekend there in Seattle, did you guys watch the Ford Invasion? You know, they were actually out on the river, took a boat out, you know, and used the Ford truck. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to represent Ford myself, because that's what got us here to Oklahoma. This truck of ours has got over 200,000 miles on it, and we're not talking about a diesel, because you guys know that most diesels don't get broken into about 100,000 miles. Well, this truck here is a regular unleaded gasoline F-150, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Over 200,000 miles on it, and it's still running strong. So I know that there's a lot of hatred towards a lot of, you know, towards the Ford company out there. You hear about it a lot, but I will defend my Ford till the end of time. That truck right there has done really well for us. Now, don't get me wrong. There's always times when you're swearing at your truck, you know, but that old pickup truck knows how to get it done, and we sure are glad that this thing is, you know, it's been up and down these roads, you know, back from 2003. We ran this truck up and down the rodeo highway, and you know, we've been running it ever since, and it just hasn't stopped, you know. So we're very proud to have a Ford truck, and I can guarantee when this one gets traded in, it'll be another Ford that replaces it. You can bet on that. It looks like, Miss Shannon is actually homesick. Well, we're sorry to hear that, and glad that she's still able to tune in here with us, you know, you know, you should have used that sick day for Wednesday when we get tougher on our show. How entertaining is that going to be? I'm just excited about it. I think it's going to be a great opportunity to have a guy like Tuff Hedeman here joining us. Like I said, I mean, this guy helped put bull riding on the map, turning bull riding into what it is today. And we're going to have an opportunity to sit down and talk with the man himself. Hopefully you guys are going to get together some really good questions, as we do want to sit back and talk with him. That's right. You know, we've got some more good cowboy logic coming at you this time, courtesy of Miss Shannon Taylor here in our chat room, giving us some great cowboy logic for the day, as well as for our fearless soldiers out there. Courage is being scared to death and saddling up anyways, and that certainly plays into effect as to what we've got going on in this world today. Sometimes that's what it takes, you know. For us here at Macon 8, we've been the same way, you know. I mean, there's times where it's very difficult for us to get out there, you know. Making a move from Florida to Oklahoma, packing up here, you know, we don't have a concrete place to stay, you know. We don't have a foundation here yet, you know what I mean? We're trying to establish ourselves. We don't know how we're going to be welcomed into the rodeo community here in Oklahoma and Texas and Rodeo Central, you know. You know, so it's scary, you know. I mean, it makes you think, you know, are you doing the right thing? And, you know, I think after this weekend, it really gave us a lot more motivation. However, I will tell you that there's always moments where you get scared, you know, but it just comes down to saddling up and getting it done anyways. And we're going to do what we can for you, the fans. So glad that so many of you guys are taking part of what we're doing. Oh, looks like we got Mr. Rich K joining us here today, our Ada, Oklahoma cowboy, the guy behind the microphone back down that way, and we want to send a big old shout out to him as well. You know, if it weren't for guys like Rich and our good buddy here in Monkey Island Oklahoma, and Jay Brainerd, and, you know, Brett Weldon, some of our great friends here in this area, we wouldn't be out here. So I got to thank you guys for opening up that door and welcoming Macon 8 into, you know, Oklahoma. As we get ready to get out here on the road a little bit, you know, we're excited about it. We really are. I believe this is where we want to call home, you know, and spending the time that we have here. We've been here for less than a week, guys, and I got to tell you, though, it seems like, you know, between Miami and Monkey Island and so many of these other places that we stopped off at, no matter where we go here in the state of Oklahoma, it's like we've been there our whole lives, you know. The people here are so different than what we've seen back east and even in places like Texas. And, you know, I mean, there's always a few of them. But, I mean, it just seems like everywhere we go here in Oklahoma, everybody welcomes you in like your family. And that, to me, is just – it means so much that I said, you know what, that's where we want our kids raised. And I said, you know, this is just so beautiful. So it starts now. You know, we're working at it. I will tell you guys that, you know, we talked about it on Friday's show that we're not quite sure how the schedules are going to go. You guys are going to have to stay tuned. As of right now, we're still on our normal schedule Monday through Friday. However, if these rodeos do start picking up for us here, that we may have to cut out our Friday shows just because of the fact that we will be bringing in these broadcasts to you there on Fridays and Saturday nights. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to Macon8.com. And we'll let you guys know. We do have a news section up, and we do want to let you guys know that we are taking donations for our friends, our rodeo family, who is out there in Alabama. Justin Ballinger, who we had on our show on Friday, is actually heading down, or is actually in Alabama right now, sending us some pictures. We've gotten some pictures from him, and let me tell you, the devastation there is just so severe. Man, it really is a shame. But we do have a donation page opened up for you guys. If you guys feel that you would like to be able to help, and you guys can do that if you're in that position, you know, the donation page was originally set up for Macon 8 as we get out on these roads and we bring you guys a live broadcast of life on the road. You know, it was something that was recommended from some of our fans. However, you know, we're going to turn around and at least here for the next few weeks or next month or whatever the case may be, we're going to continue to show that support for our rodeo family back east there in Alabama and Georgia area. And we're going to make sure that they get a little bit to help them rebuild. And so if you guys are able to and would like to, that donation page is set up on the homepage. It's also under our live event center page. So go on over there and take a look. You know, if you guys feel that you might be able to donate a little bit, we certainly appreciate it. You know, it is courtesy of the Macon 8 Maniacs, and yeah, without a doubt, you guys are such strong supporters of us and what we're doing. I know that we're on the right track. I really do, and this is a great thing for everybody involved, you know, and this is your opportunity to give back to a little bit of our rodeo family and show them how much we support them. So many people out there lost everything, you know. I just couldn't get over the devastation that I saw with my own eyes with these pictures and things like that. It's just, man, it's just tragic, you know, It went from bad to worse as we got, you know, word this weekend that we lost a great cowboy. And last night was a pretty emotional show for me. And, well, shoot, I apologize to you guys if it sounded like I was teared up, you know, because, well, bottom line is I was, you know. And it's hard to get a cowboy emotional sometimes. But, you know, when it comes down to a situation like that, I think the most emotional thing about last night's show was having such a big supporter like Rob Smets. You know, I mean, Rob's been a great friend to me personally, you know. You know, when you need somebody to count on, it's nice to be able to pick up the phone and call somebody. And, you know, that's what we ended our show with yesterday. And I want to remind you guys about that. But, you know, we're always here for you guys, day or night, doesn't matter. You know, pick up the phone and give us a call if you're having a rough time. We'll be here to listen, you know. not something we're going to put out here on the internet. You know, although most of you guys think that that's what I do, because that's what I'm always doing anyways, you know, is here on the internet, whether it be a video broadcast or whether it be a radio show. Well, shoot, you know, there's times for that, and there's times when you need to keep things to yourself, and we certainly do that, you know, at least we try to anyways. Although I've been told that I have a hard time doing it. When it comes down to something like that, you know, if you just need to sit and talk, you need to get something off your chest. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be rodeo related. You know, if you're just going through a hard time, you guys are friends. You guys are family, and we're here for you, you know. You hate to see anybody take their own life because they feel like there's no way out. There's no other option. But there is. There is. And the Making Eight Rodeo Network is here to offer our help to you. And even if you know somebody, you know, most of you fans that have been following us know that we love to talk, but we also love to listen, you know. And I think that's what makes us so special, you know, it makes you guys so special, is the fact that, you know, it seems to work out, you know. I mean, I do spend a lot of time out here talking, but I also take that time to listen, and that's what it's all about. We're going to continue to do that, and that door is always open. So if you run across somebody that maybe having a rough time, hey, tell them, you know what? I know a guy. Pick up the phone and call Making Eight Rodeo Network. You know, we're here for you. We'll sit back and listen. Doesn't matter if it's a complete stranger. Somebody going through a hard time, you know, we want to be there for you. So, wow, I'm seeing some of the comments coming in here. Yeah, you're right. I actually don't like to talk a whole lot, you know. I mean, my mouth runs dry. I get all nervous, you know. But, shoot, in front of you guys, I just love it, you know. And, Rich, I do see your comment coming in our chat room here, amigo. You just stand by, buddy. I'm heading down there to that Ada area. We're going to be knocking on your door before too long. And we're going to give you an opportunity to talk. So I'm going to hopefully get you on our show here one day as we're going to be down there. And hopefully we'll be able to broadcast that Jackpot Bull Ride there on Monday nights. And I know that they're absolutely – I know that they're actually not going to have it here the next couple weeks due to some things going on out there in that Ada area. But, hey, we're excited about it. And can't wait till you guys pick them back up, because we want to get down there to Ada and go hang out with the Rich K family, and we're going to have ourselves a good time. So you just hang tight there, amigo. We're headed your way soon. So anyway, that's going to wrap up our show here for today, fans. I want to thank each and every one of you guys for tuning in to the Lunch Hour Radio Show. I want to remind you, we'll be back here tomorrow, 11:30 Central Time, as we're kind of getting acclimated now to that Central Time area. And, hey, want to also remind you, Sunday, I know that Short Go Radio, Mike Anderson, will be back on the air. So you guys make sure to tune in to MakingEight.com as Short Go Radio picks up Sunday afternoon. We're going to let you guys know what's happening and who's going to be on and what's going on with it later on this week. So, yeah, make sure to stand by to that. And thank you, Rich, for posting that update out there. And we're going to let all the fans know about that update as we get back to it. Want to thank everybody for jumping on here this week with us. And well, shoot, make sure you guys stay tuned and jump on board with us here tomorrow. Until then, you guys make sure to get a grip with Making8.com.
The alarm clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but it's all over now, and it sure isn't Monday. Ooh, I got to the job site at 9:15. Stretched out in my truck bed.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smith, and you're listening to MakingEight.com. Be there, be square.